We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, California, sitting here very cozy in my new Stay Noisy hoodie, my sisters, in navy hoodie. I'm enjoying it. On the line with me from Dallas, Texas, Julie Dolan. How are you?
Oh, I'm just delighted, Liz. I really was up all night just watching our girl Megan and Harry, right? I just watching that BBC interview. You can watch that several times and enjoy it.
Enjoy it every time.
Yes, you can.
Lee and Dolan, I hear you laughing in Pasadena. I saw your tweet to Megan and Harry just thanking them for saving 2018.
I mean, really, this is going to be time consuming, and it's just such a welcome relief from, like, creepy men in the Senate, government corruption, you know, casual racism. I just thank God for Meghan and Harry and the back. I know we're going to talk about it more, but just, I mean, I was delighted yesterday for so many reasons. So many.
They are really taking one for the team. That's
they
for sure.
Really are, Liz. They really are. All right. We are going to talk about Meghan and Harry, of course, the full breakdown. Julie, we're counting on you. And then we have
I have all the details. You can't have enough details about this story.
All right. The Grammy nominations came out today. So let's talk about that. That's another fun subject matter. A couple of pals of yours, Liz, that were nominated for Grammys. So you're maybe you can
score. I haven't seen the Grammy noms yet, so it's all news to me. I can't wait.
Maybe you can score a ticket. All right, Julie, you went to Arkansas for Thanksgiving. You're going to have to explain.
I know, Northwest Arkansas, your next girlfriend trip. You have to go here, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
Okay. All right.
I know that seems impossible, but just stick with me.
Leah, did you have any idea Julie was going to Arkansas? I sure didn't.
She did tell me the breakdown, Liz. You know, Julie and I talk, actually have actual personal
offline
conversations. We do.
Yes, we do. I'll call you, Liz, sometime.
Yeah.
But see, I never used to call you because you were always at work. But now you're not at work, Liz, so I can call you.
Feel free to fill me in. Okay.
Liz, you were in Bend, Oregon, where apparently there is a major unsolved mystery unfolding. You're going to tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. It's a Goldilocks scenario, Leon. It's an unsolved mystery Goldilocks scenario.
All right. We have news from the Facebook group. We have the contest winner. Skullduggery Toys was a sponsor all of November for the Satellite Sisters podcast. One lucky Satellite Sister has won a fantastic gift from Skullduggery. Thanks to everybody who played along. Julie, you're going to have that information. Uh-huh. And then I just want to reach out, you know, Satellite Sister to Satellite Sister to Ashley Wagner, who had a terrible weekend at Skate America.
So really? I don't know anything about it, Liz.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about that. But Liz, what did you want to say? The store? You mentioned the store.
I just want to remind people that the Satellite Sister shop is open. As I said, I'm enjoying buying things there. I don't know about anybody else. I also bought some little Stay Noisy, onesies for some friends of mine who are having new babies. I'm enjoying shopping there. So if you want to buy any of the Satellite Sisters merch, you can go to our Facebook page, which is different than the Facebook group, right? The page, just like the page, and you'll see the shop button there. Or you can go to our website, just go to satellitesisters.com. And at the very top on the right, on the navigation bar, you'll see the button that says shop, and it will take you to the store. And we invite you to enjoy
all kinds of gifts. It's really good.
All right, Jill, you have the Megan. This is it. This is your moment, Jill.
Well, okay. Well, we did it. We did it. I just want to say, America, we did it. We are marrying a prince. How about that, right?
I know.
Aren't we all marrying him?
Yes.
You feel like all of America is in on this?
Yes, all of America is in on marrying a prince. Okay, we've been dreaming about this day for like almost two generations now. Could somebody marry a prince? Could an American do it? And we're all on Team Megan, aren't we? Did you see that?
Yeah, just she's delightful.
Yeah. As you said, Leanne, just so welcome. So welcome news, because everything else in the world is, you know, the hell in a handbasket. So these two, there they are.
It is true. It is true.
And there they are, the two of them. They're clearly in love. That's the part I like the best, right? I mean, you know, that they seem to be crazy about each other, and that's what you want to see, you know, and they're, you know, they're just, she likes him, he likes her, you know, they're a mature couple. They're not, you know, they're not 21. They're certainly not stuffy, which is nice. And I think they can be, I honestly think they can be excellent global citizens. I think they do have things in common. And Meghan, she's broken all kinds of royal rules, and there she is, as wonderful and as positive as she can be, right?
I think they already are good global citizens individually. Yes. So that's why it's pretty interesting to me. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But, and I say, what better training to be a princess, which is, you know, pretty much a fake.
No. Now, Liz, we have to get very clear about this.
Yeah.
She's never, ever going to be a princess. Okay. Because she doesn't have a drop of royal blood. You know, I mean, again, this is where royalty is ridiculous. So she is only going to be a duchess, probably of Sussex. That's what they're thinking. Oh. You know, it's like Kate. Kate's the same thing. She's a commoner. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they call her Princess Kate anyway. So I'm calling her Princess Meghan. And I was just like, I think being a TV star is probably the best possible training for one of those gigs. So right. I think she's perfect for the job.
She looked more comfortable in the interview than he did, I have to say. And what I love about this is there is no detail that is not important enough to talk about and to really drill down on. I mean, for example, the big question, did Meghan have hair extensions in or no hair extensions? There was quite a bit of traffic on that topic.
Or really? No.
Yes, Liz, come on. Her hair looked much fuller than it has been. And she wasn't wearing nylon stockings, which apparently is, if you're going to be a royal, you're supposed to wear nylon stockings. Very refreshing out there with the bare legs. It might have been a little chilly, okay? And now
she's going to be living in one of those very drafty palaces.
I know. She's there.
It's not Los Angeles.
I know it's not Los Angeles, but here's the lowdown on the real estate that they have that little Nottingham cottage that they're going to be staying in where he roasted the chicken. That's where the engagement was. But of course, no detail too small.
No.
Okay.
The world's most famous roasted chicken.
Okay. I know. We want to see it. I was a little skeptical. But again, Meghan is like a regular girl. She just grew up, so she may know how to roast a chicken. But that's I was happy to see that. But there's also rumor that there's some $10 million estates in the Cotswold that they're going to buy as well. So they have a little escape hatch to get away from all the stuff. Now, it came out today, right before the podcast, and I was very excited to see that they're going to get married at Windsor Castle. Okay, because that allegedly is a little more intimate than getting married at Westminster. And that's where I don't know. I mean, that's a hard one to do. But they thought it would be better for the Queen and Prince Philip because, you know, they're getting older. The Windsor Castle is a little closer for them. So they're going to be able to do that. A May wedding, sisters. So mark your calendars.
May, okay.
So that will work out. It won't compete with Kate because Kate's having the baby in April. So you have a very busy spring.
It's very busy. Yep.
You just better mark things off, okay? She is also going to become a British citizen. So that, I guess, and she's going to be baptized and confirmed in the Church of England. They're going to get that done quickly. So,
Okay. Well, they said the citizenship will take a couple years, and it's still unclear whether she's going to drop her American citizenship, which I would really hate to see.
I would hate to see. I hope she can get the dual citizenship.
Yeah. So come on.
So that is good. And of course, everything she was wearing, she was wearing some Canadian designer coat. Well, their website crashed as soon as she came out in it. So she's looking good. She's got that nice, just a big smile. They look very happy. So I could not be happier for them. And I think it's nice that, you know, Harry is having his moment. And I think we have just a whole new chapter of royal watching. And I think they'll be, you know, they're really expect to be some kind of team, the four of them, Kate and her husband, and then Meghan and her husband.
Yeah. Will, I think, is who she
I know, but it's really about the girls there. Those two commoners, I think, are just going to be excellent. My only thing is I just hope, and Meghan, if you're listening to this podcast, which it's possible, right? Anything's possible. Please, please do not adopt a fake British accent a la Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna got married.
Good point.
And she had that faux British accent for a while. Don't do it, Megan. Just stay as sparkly as you are right now.
You know,
she's a local Los Angeles girl, right, Leon? Do you know people that know her at all?
I don't know people that know her, but she did go to Immaculate Heart, which is an all-girls Catholic school here. It was a sister school to my son's school. My book publisher, Colleen, is an Immaculate Heart grad. Her girls are Immaculate Heart grads. I think we are one degree of separation away from Megan, because Jean, on our Facebook page, from Los Angeles, whose sons went to Loyola, another Catholic high school, her sons were in high school plays with Megan. So I don't think it gets any closer than that. Jean, that was great detail. Thank you so much. She said she was so talented in high school. She could really sing and dance and got all the leads at the all boys school plays. It's not hard to do. So that was an excellent detail. I feel very close. And then just in another crazy coinky dink, Immaculate Heart, the high school where she went to, it's right in Hollywood. And that is where the convent is that Katy Perry is trying to buy.
Oh,
so it's all
wow,
the same piece of property. It's those Immaculate Heart nuns were the ones that didn't want Katy Perry to own the convent. And then they realized, oh, we don't own the convent either. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles does. So, and that is a protracted legal battle still going on. But that, just to bring it all back to the Satellite Sisterhood, if you were following along with the Katy Perry convent nun story, you know now that, you know, the Duchess of Sussex is also in on this story.
Or Princess Meghan with an H. Don't forget that H when you're sending cards, your Christmas card to her. You know, be sure to have the H in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that she has a great LA story. You know, her mom was a social worker, African-American social worker. Her dad was a key grip, you know, worked on a lot of TV shows, and she worked, you know, she was on sets most of her life. Her parents were divorced. So I'm sure she knows how to roast a chicken, Julie, because she.
I think so.
Yeah. She went to Northwestern.
I think she's going to be refreshing. I think she's going to really be an excellent global representative.
Yeah.
She seems really psyched to do that, and good for her.
Right.
Really psyched. Yeah. Plus, she is a legit grown up, as you said.
Right.
You know, you look back at that footage of Princess Diana.
I know.
And it just, you feel terrible for her, don't you? Just
Yes.
Poor little thing, just getting into something. She just had no idea that her husband didn't love her.
That awful person.
I mean, I would say to Megan, you better watch your back with that mother-in-law of yours.
Stepmother-in-law.
I was wondering how long it would take you to mention Camilla.
Those are the two words of no fake accent and watch your back.
All right. Well, it is going to be exciting, and it is something positive to think about. And Harry's come a long way, hasn't he, Jewel?
He has shaped up nicely, as Mom would say.
Yep, he's come a long way. It's been a long, long journey for him.
It took a long time, but I think he's there now.
Okay. Grammy nominations came out today, girls. So, and I know, you know, the Grammys, they give so many Grammys out. They give Grammys for every category you can imagine. So, you know, the list is comprehensive here in the LA Times. The big winners, Despacito, got a lot of nominations. Julie, I know that was your song of the summer.
Yes, it was. It's the most popular song in the world.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you are going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's Framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Didn't you love it?
Shaking a billion hips. I mean, really, you can't.
You have to get on the world movement. If everybody else in the world likes it, come on. It's a snappy little tune, Leanne.
I got no problem. Liz, your friend Daniel Glover got nominated for a bunch. You know, he's a rap alter ego, and he got legit nominations for Rap Artist and Song of the Year and Album of the Year for his
as Childish Gambino.
Yes, yeah, he got a ton. But here's
people that don't know Donald Glover, he is the star, the creator, director, writer, and everything of the television show Atlanta on FX. He is just amazing. And I have loved him since he was on Community.
Community, yes. Yeah. Where he had a goofy personality. So when I read that he left Community to pursue his rap career, it was almost like a joke. But no, apparently not. So there you go. But here's your good friend, Neil deGrasse Tyson was nominated for a Grammy, Liz, in Spoken Word Album. So...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And he really is your friend. See, that's the amazing thing.
I have photos of us together. Unlike Daniel Glover, I have no photos of us together. I was staring at him at the Emmy Awards, though. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. Well, I think the category of spoken word album, when I look at the nominees, it's just people we'd like to have at the award shows. I think that's probably it, because it seems like a list of like, oh, people like Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's cool. Let's nominate him. You know, also nominated Bruce Springsteen for his biography, Born to Run. Did you listen to that on audio?
I have the actual book, but I'm thinking I might listen to it on audio
because, as I've mentioned, Monica and I are going to Springsteen on Broadway next month. So I can't decide whether I want to listen to it, because I love audiobooks. Do I want to listen to him read it? Or would that be the same as what I'm about to see on Broadway?
Right. That's a good point.
I don't
know. We can't make that decision for you, Liz.
It's a big decision. Thank you.
If you'd like to turn it over to the Facebook group, I am sure they have an opinion about that and would be happy to guide you.
Mm-hmm. Also nominated, like a book no one listened to on audio, but okay, it was nominated, Our Revolution, A Future to Believe In, Bernie Sanders and Mark Ruffalo. So they just wanted those two to come to the awards. But I think this sounds like a great book on audio, and this is my predicted winner, even though I have not heard it, The Princess Diarist, Carrie Fisher. I bet that's a great book.
That's great.
So she got a nomination, which is really great. Lots of other fun nominations here. But the one category where I feel like if we could only sing, we could have a shot.
I think we've clearly established we can't carry a tune, but go ahead, Leanne.
What's the category?
The category is just like old songs that you redo. Okay. That's not the official name of the category. Oh, it's called Traditional Pop Vocal Album. So it's basically, you know, people singing Fly Me to the Moon again, and they get nominated for it. Like Seth MacFarlane got a nomination. It blows me away. That guy sings, and I know he does, and now he's a Grammy nominated singer songwriter. But like, how hard could that be? You know, I mean, Bob Dylan.
Well, Leanne, you've taken up dancing. I mean, have you renewed your dancing career? Possibly, you could start taking some voice lessons.
I feel like if we could just sing one traditional pop song really well, we could maybe go for this. Get on someone's Christmas album and then go for it.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Here's what I think we should do, Leanne. I think it should be the Satellite Sisters, but featuring Princess Meghan. Right? We get her in on the action.
Yeah,
because that's what they all do to market their songs now. You just have the one person come in, sing a few bars, and then they can leave. So I think that's the way we need to do it to get on the radar.
Yeah. Or Tony Bennett. Is he still alive? We could get him. Yeah.
Julie, he was not nominated. Usually he wins that category every year, I believe. But his the Tony Bennett Celebrates 90 was nominated. So, yes, I guess he's probably on half those songs now that I think about it. So, yes, he was not. He is A, still alive, and B, nominated. So... anyway, that's it. So the Grammys are at the end of January. And I read kind of an interesting story that all those Grammy awards are actually handmade. They're handcrafted. It's kind of interesting, I thought.
And aren't the Grammys going back to New York this year?
They've been in LA
a lot recently, but they're back in New York City.
Yes, they are, Liz. At the end of January. So that'll be nice. Mm-hmm. It's good weather there, usually. For the red carpet walk. It'll be great. Anyway, happy to see my man Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic, nominated for a lot of things. So maybe there's just, you know, maybe they're going to ask our dance troupe to perform on the Grammys when we did that.
Liz, you have to dream big. Leanne, look, if Meghan has taught us anything, it's to dream big, right?
Absolutely.
We did it. We're marrying a prince now. So if you wanted a Grammy, we can get you one. Okay.
All right, we're the Satellite Sisters. Stay with us. We have a message from our sponsors, and a new sponsor I think is particularly relevant this week. The Satellite Sisters. We're the Satellite Sisters. We're back. All right, Liz, you were in Bend, Oregon over Thanksgiving weekend, and you claim there's a major unsolved mystery happening. What's going on in Bend?
Yeah, it's a Goldilocks scenario, Leanne. So let me break this down for you, the chapters in the Goldilocks scenario. So I flew to Portland, Oregon last Monday, spent the night there, did some stuff in Portland during the day, including another fantastically fun appearance on Afternoon Live, the KATU news show. I'll post that video on our website and on the Facebook group. So then I'm driving from Portland to Bend on Tuesday at about 4:00. That's a 3-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm barely out of the city of Portland when my cell phone rings and it is the gas company in Bend, Oregon calling. And they have been, no, they didn't cut me off. I know that's the most common explanation.
When utility companies call Liz Dolan, that's usually what they call.
Yes. Well, That's why I almost didn't answer, Julie, because, you know, just leave me a message. Okay, I'll pay it. Well, I'll pay it online when I get there. But no, luckily I answered the phone when I saw it was someone calling from Bend. And they said, hey, you know, we're putting in all the new gas meters. We need to get into your backyard this afternoon. Can anyone let us in? And no, no one was there, but there's a padlock on my gate. So I gave them the code to the lock and he's like, great, no problem. Then I carry on. Now I'm climbing up and over Mount Hood. It's dark. It's slightly foggy, a little bit spooky. And he calls me back. He's like, okay, no problem. We did everything in your backyard. And then we needed to get into the house. So we just used your key and we went in and we lit your pilot lights for you. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But again, I'm in the dark alone on a mountain road, not really making sense of this. I'm like, sure, yeah, okay, right. I hang up or he hangs up and I think, you used my key? What? Wait a minute, where'd you get a key? Like, does the gas company automatically have a key to your house? So I was stewing about this for about 20 minutes alone on a dark mountain road, you know, in a pass at night when he called me back. And he's like, oh, hey, you know, I mentioned the thing about the key and I probably should have explained that. And I'm like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
He called you back? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wait till you hear, Leon. It gets more unbelievable. So he calls me back and I'm like, that's so funny you say that because I've been stewing about that for the last 20 minutes on this dark mountain road all by myself. Like people have keys to my home, huh? And he said, yeah, we were not going to go in, but my guy noticed that there was a key in the front door.
Oh my gosh.
There was a key in the front door, just like in the lock in the front door. There was a key right there. So he thought, I don't know, maybe she left it for us that way.
That's very welcoming, Liz. I mean, some people put a wreath on their front door, a welcome mat, but just a key right in the lock. That's
key in the lock. So he said, yeah. So he let himself in, lit your pilot lights and left. And I said, what did he do with the key? He said, well, he left it in the lock because he thought that's where you left it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be there in about an hour. So hopefully nobody breaks in between now and then. But then who knows how long that key has been in the lock of my front door. So then in the hour remaining in my trip, I'm going through my head, like, what is the possible explanation for a key just being in my front door? And the most likely explanation was I had loaned out my house to our cousins from Eugene over the weekend. So they had been there. They had been in my house all weekend. And they have a new baby, and they had their dog with them, and they had their in-laws with them. I thought maybe as they were like packing up to drive back to Eugene Sunday night, they just forgot. You know, they went meant to go back and lock the door, and they forgot. And that's, you know, not great. That's not great, but it's not the worst thing in the world. There was a plausible explanation for what happened. So then I get to Bend, Oregon. I pull up. It's now very dark. I go up and guess what's not in the front door when I arrive?
Ruh-roh.
It keeps my house.
Oh.
So now my likely explanation is completely blown. And now someone out there in the world
has the key to
your home.
Oh, Liz.
And
oh.
So then I'm thinking, well, maybe they got home to Eugene, realized their mistake, and out of guilt, just came back and got the key because they knew it would look terrible if the key was in the door, right?
You're just wondering all these things. You haven't like actually called our cousin up and said,
no,
hey.
No. Okay. No, not on Tuesday night. I figure, let me stew about this overnight, and then I will investigate in the morning. Yeah. Because in the morning, I also want to ask our brother, Dick, who lives very nearby. Maybe he came over during the day and was doing something in the house and just forgot. There were a couple of likely explanations for who left the key in the front door and then who came back and got it. The coming back and getting it. But anyway, in the middle of the night, I'm like asleep. And, you know, my bedroom is downstairs, but there is like a loft space in another bedroom upstairs. And I thought, I didn't even go check if anyone's hiding in my house.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm getting chills, Liz.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Liz. Liz, you should explain. You live on a street in Bend that has a sidewalk. People walk up and down that street all the time. So, yeah. I mean, it's possible a stranger could walk by and see the key in the front door and take the key. That's another.
I called the gas company guy back and just left a message, got his voicemail. I said, could you describe the key to me? Like, could I get a little more detail? Because now the key is gone. And so the key your guy left has disappeared. What did that look like? But he didn't call me back until yesterday. So anyway, Wednesday morning, I talked to our brother, Dick.
So no one's upstairs. Did you go upstairs and check?
No one's upstairs. Yes, okay. No one's upstairs. I did go upstairs in the middle of the night and open all the doors. But that would have been terrible to find someone upstairs.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Yes, it would, Liz.
This is what I mean. This is the Goldilocks scenario that I'm now imagining. Like, somebody is coming in and enjoying my home when I'm not there. And maybe I surprised them by all of a sudden arriving or whatever. So, so our brother, Dick, his wife, Susan, people in that house are like, nope, we were not over there yesterday. No, we have not. We were not there either Monday or Tuesday. So then I email our cousin in Eugene. I'm like, hey, I know this is, you know, there any chance you guys left and left the key behind? Do you have your key? And he immediately responded. He's like, oh yeah, we've got our key. We locked it up, you know, so it wasn't us. So it was sort of one by one, I'm knocking down all of the likely explanations for what could have happened. And the thing that worried me the most is really, I would have much rather found the key in my door than not found the key.
Right.
In my door.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
If Goldilocks had been using a key to get into my house and then left the key behind, that solves the Goldilocks problem. But now Goldilocks still out there with the key to my house. So, and we're theorizing all these things. So of course, Friday, I decide I need to rekey the house. I've now talked to anyone who, and I tried to talk to people in a very non-accusatory way, like, hey, you know, any chance you were over there? I even, like, the hippy dippy gardener who put in the new the watering system in my yard a couple summers ago, I thought, did I give the hippy dippy gardener a key so he could use the bathroom if he was there working in the yard? So I emailed him. Nope, he did not have a key. So once I ruled out the hippy dippy gardener, then I really had no one left on my list. So I had to rekey the house. So locksmith comes over, we rekey the house, and then Monica was there over the weekend with me too. So we started to work on, like, what are the possible explanations here now? So Monica's favorite theory, this is an unsolved mystery, people. I'm open to any possible explanations. Monica has what she calls the needed to take a pee theory, which is that there are a fair amount of people in Bend, Oregon, who at one point when our brother Dick was like building that house and doing a lot of work on it, people had keys to like get it in and out and do things. And before anyone really lived there. So she's like, maybe somebody who worked on the house was just like driving by, needed to take a pee and realized, oh, I have a key to that house. I'll just let myself in. Now, what do you guys think of that? Take a pee.
Well, it's a very Bend thing to do.
People drink a lot of coffee in Bend, so I think that's possible.
That's coffee, funny, Julie, because when she floated that theory to me, I said, well, wouldn't you just go to Starbucks to take a pee? I'm like three blocks from a Starbucks.
No, if you want privacy.
Okay, so there's the take a pee theory, which you guys have not eliminated. Then Dick's theory is some kind of illicit affair. Because, you know, here's another key thing. Goldilocks is neat as a pin. There was nothing missing. There was nothing moved, as far as I could tell. There's nothing that's been rifled through. So is it possible that Goldilocks had a key and is conducting some kind of illicit affair?
I like that theory, Liz. Yep.
You like it?
There seems to be a lot of that going around.
So that theory is still alive. And then there's just that Goldilocks needs a little peace and quiet theory. Like maybe it is, again, someone we know or know by one degree of separation who somehow ended up with the key to that house because Dick would loan it to, like, he would have lacrosse coaches in town because he was running a lacrosse shop to put on clinics for the kids and things. Maybe some lacrosse coach was just coming in for a little peace and quiet. Maybe somebody wanted to enjoy my cable or the Wi-Fi or So there's the peace and quiet theory. So those are the three, you know, and then the fourth, you know, needs to be said. There is possible use by teenagers, you know, mm-hmm. I think. But the reason I'm not focused on what would be an obvious explanation is the neatness factor. Because Goldilocks was so neat and, you know, there didn't seem to be anything that had been wrecked or used.
Teenagers
would leave a trail, Liz.
That's what I think, Julie. That there was still beer in the fridge and wine in the closet. Mm-hmm. So I think you would not find that in a teenage scenario. So, okay. So we're assuming that Goldilocks is not a teenager. Mm-hmm. So there we have it. So the take and pee, the illicit affair, then the peace and quiet theory. That's it. That's so yesterday, as I was driving home, the gas company guy did call me back.
This is like the longest relationship you've ever had.
I know. Liz, you should date him. Are you going to take him to Meghan and Harry's wedding?
He's been super helpful. And so I just explained, like, the key was not there when I got there. He's like, wow, because my guy, he said nothing was missing in the home, right? I'm like, no, it's great. Neat as a pin. And I said, could you describe the key? He said it was a single key hanging from a lanyard. And which, you know, lanyards are my thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like that does narrow it down to a member of the family, potentially.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. Unsolved Mystery Goldilocks edition. I may never know. So the only thing our brother Dick is thinking of doing now is installing a, like a nanny cam or a critter cam.
Do it.
You know, because what I want to see is when Goldilocks comes back and tries to use the key in the lock and realizes it's not going to work anymore.
Right.
The jig is up.
Yeah.
I would like to capture that moment, but I suspect that's not going to happen. So there you go. Unsolved Mystery Goldilocks edition.
All right, Liz, keep us posted. It's a good one. It's a mystery. All right. This weekend, very sad for Ashley Wagner, the U.S. figure skater that Liz and I had a chance to talk to a couple weeks ago. And she was so psyched.
What happened, Leanne?
She was in Skate America and she didn't have a great short program. And she went out to take the ice in her long program and she made it through about 45 seconds and a couple of jumps. And then she pulled out of the program a la Tanya Harding. You know, she had never done that before. She had to wander over. She didn't even know where to go pull out of the program. She had to go talk to the judges. And apparently she had had an ankle infection, which is sort of an interesting thing to get.
Yeah.
It was an injury that she and her coaches hadn't made a big deal about in the press prior. But in a very, like, just a genuinely tearful interview after the event, she said, you know, my focus is on nationals and on the Olympics, and I was just in complete pain, and I didn't see the point in skating in pain and making it worse. Nationals is in, you know, about a month. So that was her focus. But it just broke my heart because I feel like we know her now, Liz, don't you?
And I know.
And so yes. I tuned in to watch. I, you know, taped the Saturday night thing and then watched on Sunday live. And I was like calling my husband, like, come on in. It's our girl, Ashley. She's skating now. And it was just really hard to watch. I felt terrible for her. So
I know. And the people were shocked, like the commentators, you know, Johnny and Tara were very shocked to see that unfold.
I thought they were less than kind. I will be honest, you know, I am fans of theirs, but they said she should not have gone out on that ice.
Yeah.
He was very adamant that she should not have skated if she was going to pull out. I don't know if you.
Yeah. I suppose that looks bad for that particular competition. And, but I'm sure it must be nerve-wracking for all of these hopeful Olympians as they get closer to the qualifying events that's the last thing they want. They want to be healthy. They don't want to be injured. And just doing some Skate America thing, you know,
it's not just a Skate America thing. It's a real competition. And
it's a Grand Prix.
It's a Grand Prix event. So it actually matters. Like last time, Ashley Wagner she had done so well in the Grand Prix events that even though she finished fourth at Nationals, remember, they named her to the team because her skating in the weeks leading up to the Nationals had been impressive. And so it actually did matter. But, you know, that was, I think that's probably why she was there. Anyway, I was recalling Liz, our conversation, when she was saying that she didn't think the figure skating commentators had any sense of fun anymore. And she didn't seem to be a fan of the current teams. And that, why didn't I commentate on figure skating?
That's true. I was a witness. Ashley actually said that to Leon Dolan. You should be a commentator.
Yes. And that is a moment I've relived many, many times since our conversation several weeks ago. And I was thinking to myself, when the team of Johnny and Tara were less than enthusiastic about Ms. Wagner, I was like, huh, I wonder if that's what that was
if
about.
That's a thing. Yeah.
So we are wishing her well. We believe there was a, you know, a kind of a stunning upset by a 19-year-old American that sneaked in and did really well, Brady Tennell. She had never competed in a senior ladies event before, and she got third place. There's a lot of good figure skaters out there, though, this year. So anyway.
How about the spectacular Adam Rippon, who we also met that night?
I know. Okay. Delightful.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
I posted an interview that he did with Andrea Joyce following his triumphant performance because he fell early on in the performance and then he just picked himself up and kept skating. And Andrea Joyce was like, so what was that all about? He's like, well, I dislocated my shoulder a couple of weeks ago and I dislocated it again tonight. And I just looked at my coach and I shimmied it back into shape. And he said, this is an exact quote. I wrote it down. He said, I want my money. I want my check. I am going to finish my program. I'm going to be awesome. That's what he was saying to himself. And remember that night we had dinner with them, Leon? They were talking about how broke they are all
They're
the
so
time.
They're so broke all the time.
All the time. And yeah. He's like, I just needed the check. So I'm going to shimmy that dislocated shoulder back into shape. You think, wow, that is a serious athlete. You know, when he's hell bent to go to the Olympics too, but in that moment, it's about the check for him.
Whatever it takes. So anyway, and you know, Michaela Schifrin, I'm a big fan of hers, the US mm-hmm. skier. She won her first World Cup race. It was at Killington, Vermont this weekend. Killington.
Yeah, that looks suspicious that they even had snow there, Leanne.
I don't think it was real snow, Jewel, but it was snow.
It looked very cloudy there, but great. That's good for her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's a real Olympic hopeful.
She's an amazing athlete in general. I think she's incredible what she's done in skiing and how she's approached that sport. So anyway, getting excited for not only the royal wedding, but for the Olympics. So don't give up hope, people. And come on, Ashley, we're rooting for you.
We are.
All right, we have another break. Word from our sponsors, and then we're going to be back. Julie, you have the winner of the contest, the Skullduggery Toys contest. You're going to tell us why you went to Arkansas. And Liz, you have some previews from the Facebook group. Stay with us. We're the Satellite Sisters. We're the Satellite Sisters. We're back. All right, Jewel. Inquiring minds want to know, why were you in Arkansas? What was happening?
I went to Arkansas to see the Crystal Bridges Museum. Do you know about this?
No.
This is located in Bentonville, Arkansas. It is in Northwest Arkansas. It is the home of Walmart. This is their corporate headquarters, is in Bentonville, Arkansas. So that is where Alice Walton of the Walmart family lived. And she decided, you know what we need in Bentonville, Arkansas? We need a world-class museum. And so she has always had an interest in art and decided that she wanted an art museum dedicated to American art. And she has that big fat checkbook of hers, and she went out and she built an extraordinary museum that is well worth visiting. So she got the Israeli architect Moshe Safdie to design, you know, just a spectacular building. It sits in this little valley and it has some streams, natural springs. She has about 100, it's a 120 acre park that has all kinds of trails, and she has art installations out on these trails that you can go. So beautiful natural setting and then a spectacular building that, you know, when you're in a beautifully designed building, it's really kind of thrilling, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It Sisters. Is, yeah.
So, so she built this in Bentonville, Arkansas. And then again, she wanted it to focus on American art. So she has everything in there and it's an enormous collection. This is a big museum. I don't know the square footage, but it's 18,000 steps. Well, my husband had his pedometer on. So it's a lot of steps.
That's a lot of steps. That's like six miles that.
Yeah. So seriously. 6 miles we did visiting this museum. So she has everything from the Stuart painting of George Washington. She has the Rosie Riveter, Norman Rockwell's Rosie Riveter original painting of that. She has Georgia O'Keeffe. She has Andy Warhol. So it's from the colonial period forward. And it's an enormous, yes. Plus she has, you know, she has a number. She had a big exhibit by Stuart Davis, who is an American artist that was very prevalent in the jazz period. So it's just great to go there. So if from Dallas, it's a 5.5 hour drive. I don't know how you two sisters are going to get there. You know, like you're going to have to fly into Fayetteville, Arkansas, because it's not like you're going to ever be swinging by Northwest Arkansas. Right. I don't think that's going to happen. But I posted a couple of pictures on our Facebook group, and Mary Lynn, who was also in the know about this exhibit and about this art museum, she said she went there with her girlfriend group called the Posse. Okay, so the Posse went there. And I think it's an ideal girlfriend trip. I mean, you're going to have to do some convincing your girlfriends that they really need to go to Northwest Arkansas. But if you go, you're going to totally love this because it's naturally beautiful. The museum is beautiful. The art is good. And the town of Bentonville is adorable. They have this little like Mayberry RFD downtown area that has excellent restaurants in it. So that's really fun. And everybody in Arkansas is super duper nice. We did not meet one mean person while we were there. It's just, they were so nice. We were actually sort of suspicious. You know, we were like, how could they be this nice? Do you think everyone is really this nice all the time? Are they just being nice to us? But it's just one of these things where somebody had a dream, they wanted to do something great, and they have actually built a world-class museum in sort of an unusual place. But it would be, I just would highly recommend it. It's good for family groups. You can definitely take younger kids there. You can take older kids there. It's, you know, it's got every kind of wheelchair accessible things. So they've got carts so you can still see the outdoor sculptures if you're not able to walk around. So two thumbs up on this. I mean, we decided to do this as the last minute. My husband and I, we were like, okay, we're going to make this little trip, you know, a little secret trip, and we're going to go to Arkansas. And we're so proud of ourselves that we did it and we had such a good time.
Okay. That sounds
fun. I'm looking at the map now. It's near Fort Smith, Arkansas, which I have driven through and stayed in one night.
Okay. Well, so if you can swing by Fort Smith, then surely you can make it on to Bentonville.
Route 40, right on, you know, Interstate 40.
It is. It's a major, you can take major interstates there. So, I mean, your crew may want to drive, Leanne.
Yes.
But I know you and your husband would really enjoy it. So I think it's good for a girlfriend group. It's good for a couples group too. Yep.
Okay. All right. Adding it to the list. I have a couple of special shout outs from the Facebook group. You know, as we've mentioned, you can like our Facebook page where you get all of the notices from us. But in the Facebook group, like once you join, it's your group, people. So you get to contribute whatever you want. There were a few things I loved over the past few days. Well, I love all of it. Please don't take this personally. If you're not on the love list, I love all of it. But first special shout out to Carla, who posted a picture and wrote this. Part of our Thanksgiving tradition is to make a Christmas ornament after dinner and our annual walk. Since my mom died, my wonderful sister-in-law has taken up finding what we'll make and then leading us through it. The whole family joins in and we have fun, even if we're not very crafty. Here's this year's ornament. We got to choose our beads paper combo. Did you guys see that?
It's a beautiful Christmas ornament.
It was really nice. I love that.
Beautiful family tradition. And how lovely that her sister-in-law carried it on after their mom died. You know, I was thinking a lot about our mother over the past few days because it was the anniversary of her death in 2012. And you know how much she loved Thanksgiving, well, really all the holidays. Anyway, Carla, that was lovely. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Then beautiful. We get a note from Damien. Damien said, "Hi, everyone. As a citizen astronomer, I first found your show while searching for podcasts related to the eclipse. Yay! I'm so happy about that, Damien. I'm a bit late to the game in finally sharing my images, but thought you might enjoy. I also slipped in another image I've been working on. It's of the Pleiades star cluster. Anyway, just wanted to say that I got to know you ladies from listening to the eclipse episodes, and I've enjoyed listening ever since. Keep up the great work." So that makes me very happy, Damien. And so you got to check out his photos of the eclipse. They're beautiful. So Damien,
spectacular. Yeah.
I have an assignment for you, Damien. Now that you're in the group, in the satellite misterhood, you know, this weekend, supermoon. The supermoon. This is the only supermoon of 2017, which I'm sure Damien knows, but Julie, clearly you had not heard this. So
I know about the supermoon, but I count on you, sister, to bring us all news, celestial news.
Okay. Well, Sunday, December 3, the only supermoon of the year. So Damien, get right on that and post your photos. So for those of us who missed the supermoon, we will get to see it through your eyes. And then finally, Leon, I have a question for you. Carolyn posted a photo that... Here's what our family did on Thanksgiving morning. We ran the Turkey Trot 5K in balloon costumes.
Yes.
I love that. But,
now, is Carolyn your friend who was on America's Got Talent?
Yes.
And the unicorn. She's yes. the unicorn.
Yes. Oh. She was my friend from high school. Yes. She went to Roger Ludlow High School with me. And now she's like a balloon expert. Yes. And then she makes those outfits and people run in them. I mean, how great is that?
That's and so a great. Balloon outfitted, that seems like a good thing to run into.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And it's a 5K, so you can make it through 5K without popping all your balloons, you know?
That's a good point, Liz.
Hey, I have to say thank you to Cindy Wood, because I think she's going to bring peace on earth. That discussion of mashed potatoes on our Facebook group was extensive. Cindy prompted it with a question. She just wanted a good recipe for mashed potatoes. Maybe if we could just talk about more mashed potatoes, that would bring world peace. But sisters, I also want to announce that the winner, the skullduggery.com winner of the big RC Max Tracks racer is Stephanie Weaver. So come
hey,
on
that's
down.
Great. Congratulations.
Come on down, Stephanie. You are going to be sent that absolutely fantastic glow-in-the-dark RC Max Track racer. And your holidays are going to be spectacular because of it. So there's still time to shop there at skullduggery.com before Christmas. So if you haven't visited the site, please do that. We would we would appreciate it.
Excellent. Okay. That's good. Great.
Leon, I know we have to wrap up, but I have one quick question for you. Are you going to the car show this week? Doesn't the car show arrive in LA?
I think it does. I don't have plans. I have a lot of writing. I have a lot of writing deadlines.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of actual work to do. I know a lot of times I get press passes to it, but this year I just didn't. I didn't. So
besides, I saw a picture of the brand new VW ID minibus called Buzz. Have you seen that? It's an electric minibus. It is the cutest thing, and it's going to be at the LA car show. I read in the paper this morning. So I might have to go myself. I was just going to take your word for it. Okay, to watch, but maybe I'll go myself. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I have work to do. So, I hate that. Yeah, I hate it. What are you doing this week, Jill? Anything?
I've got a giant assignment, babysitting assignment. My daughter-in-law is out of town on a business meeting, so I've got all afternoon pickups and deliveries and dinner. So I'm pretty busy. I can barely talk to you. Yeah.
No. Who? Liz, you have plans?
Well, let's just say my plan to really recommit to Operation Sea Turtle 2018 in 2017 did not go off as planned over the holiday weekend. And so that's pretty much my number one focus. Oh, and somebody asked me on the Facebook group, like, what is Operation Sea Turtle again? It's just my code name for my fitness program, because the first time I went into this, it's when we were prepping to go to the Galapagos. So anyway, got to get back on the straight and narrow, Leanne. That's my goal this week.
All right, good. And don't forget, we are meeting up in Los Angeles to go see the Hedy Lamarr documentary. What's it called again, Liz? Bombshell.
It's called Bombshell. Right? Bombshell. Our good friend Catherine Drew produced that movie. It's going to be here in LA. It's playing all over the country in smaller theaters. So we're hosting a little, we're just going to the movies together. It's not like we organize the event. We're just going to the movies and then meeting in a bar afterwards. All the info is on our Facebook page.
Right. December 10th, correct? It's on my calendar.
December 10th, 3 p.m.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. We got to get going here. We're the Satellite Sisters. Have a great week, sisters.
You too, Leanne.
Don't forget, call your satellite sister.